clothes this way, and you put that broom right there, where would you say the broom was? You understand?
Where I put the broom.
All right, if I put the broom in that corner right there, and I... Okay, let me show you. If I put the broom right there...
Yeah.
Where would you say the broom was? Behind
behind the door.
Mm-hmm. You'd use that expression.
Yeah. A lot of times I do that. Put it behind the door.
It's handy.
But I have a broom closet now. Mm-hmm. But used to we always kept the broom behind the door.
Right. Years ago they used to say women always on Mondays. What was the thing women always did around the house on Mondays?
Well, that's wash day.
Wash day. Oh, yeah.
And we used the black wash pots, build a fire around them, and draw the water, have those galvanized zinc tubs, you know, that would rinse your clothes. And didn't have any ringers either other than a hand. Just wring them out, put them on line, drown. And it took just about all day, where there was seven in family.
I guess so.
There were seven in our family, four children, mother and dad and my grandmother.
You said in the old home place you had an upstairs. How'd you get to the upstairs?
I wish you could see those stairs. You go up by the six sisters, real wide. And then he was closed in line. And there was a little door there, a little door. And then you opened that door and there was a little platform. And then you turn right. And then you go right on up into the room. There wasn't a hall up there, you went into a room. But I never seen them stairs like at the old house.
Was that?
And why they had, probably though, they had to have that door because there wasn't any heat upstairs. Mm-hmm. And they had to have that door there to hold the heat in.
I guess so. And
so that's the only thing I can imagine, they would have had a door there. But I know of one house now, a friend of mine lives in it. And hers is built similar, but yet not quite like the one in my grandmother's home.
Oh, I bet that was, I'd like to have seen that. I really would.
Oh, it was really innocent. It sure was.
If those stairs had been on the outside of the house, would you have called them anything else?
No, they just...
Same term.
Stairs. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yes.
You mentioned that house had several porches too, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Or had one porch there.
Always, all the old-fashioned houses, you know, they'd have a porch all the way across the front, and then they'd have a big back porch, but no porches were screened back in those days.
Did you call it by a different term if the porch went all the way around the house? If the porch went all the way around the house,
did you
call that anything different?
No.
I saw one this morning coming up down there near Roswell. It's a beautiful house.
We didn't have any shrubbery that people would have in shrubbery up near the house. They have it, you know, out on the lawn and no grass. Oh, if you didn't keep it, they call it a yard. They didn't call it a lawn. If you didn't keep it yard swept, you'd sweep it with what they call a brush broom. We get dogwoods, and now I'd hate to cut a dogwood and make a broom out of it. But then that made the best brooms, and we'd have to sweep our yard at least twice a week. If you didn't have a clean yard, you weren't a nice housekeeper.
I can remember our next door neighbors years ago.